Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida added another 48 COVID-19 deaths and nearly 10,000 new cases in the last day. Meanwhile, confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. surpassed 3 million, with many millions more probably infected. At least 130,000 Americans have died during the COVID-19 pandemic. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. government will issue guidance encouraging frontline healthcare workers to reuse personal protective equipment. Pence also says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be issuing new guidance for the reopening of schools in the fall. And the head of the Tulsa County Health Department in Oklahoma says President Trump's campaign rally in late June likely contributed to a dramatic surge in new coronavirus cases there. The Supreme Court is expected to rule tomorrow on whether Congress and the Manhattan District Attorney can see President Trump's taxes and other financial records that the president has fought hard to keep private. The high-stakes dispute tests the balance of power between the White House and Congress, as well as Trump's claim that he can't be investigated while in office. It's not clear, even if Trump loses the case, how much of the material would become public. Trump has so far lost at every step, but the records have not been turned over pending a final court ruling. The new rapid bus line from downtown St. Petersburg to St. Pete Beach now has a name, the Sunrunner. Chris Steinacher, the president and CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce, praised the bus line that's expected to begin in a little more than a year.
This is an environment and a time where we've all had a pause and reflect on what are we doing as a society, right? Who are we as a society? What do we matter? What do we care about? Well, I think this is a symbol of what we've always cared about, because to me, public transportation and mass transportation is all about taking care of the vulnerable. It's all about taking care of everybody. It's all about economic development. It's all about caring for those who want jobs who can't get to them, for those who want to create jobs but don't have places to park for them. It's about those kind of stories that we experience every day. So this isn't about a bus to me. This is about a lifestyle that we are choosing in St. Petersburg and in St. Pete Beach.
The Sunrunner will run from downtown St. Pete along First Avenues North and South, then south along Pasadena Avenue and south again along Gulf Boulevard and St. Pete Beach. It will run in 15-minute intervals and have 16 stops. It won't have a fully dedicated lane, but there will be a lane painted red for the Sunrunner and for traffic that's turning off of First Avenue South and North. A national coalition of labor unions, along with racial and social justice organizations, will stage a mass walkout this month to protest systemic racism. It's called the Strike for Black Lives, and tens of thousands of workers will walk off their jobs on July 20th. That's according to details shared exclusively with the Associated Press. Organizers said that workers across the economy, including fast food, rideshare services, nursing homes, and airports in more than 25 cities, will strike to demand action from corporations and from the government to dismantle white supremacy and to ensure the health, safety, and economic well-being of every worker. Kanye West says he is no longer a Trump supporter. The rapper, who once praised President Trump, tells Forbes in a story published today that he is taking the red hat off. That's a reference to Trump's trademark Make America Great Again cap. West announced recently that he's running for president, but he has already missed the deadline to qualify for the ballot in several states. The magazine described it as 4 rambling hours of interviews. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area tonight. Breezy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Overnight lows will be near 80. Tomorrow, breezy again with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Afternoon highs tomorrow in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.